5 minutes English.
The name Sherlock Holmes in the account.
Welcome to Downton.
Never 5 minutes.
Season 3.
我们的微信公众号已经开通了，我们每天早上6:30会有一条带有语音的图文，每天呢我们都会讲一个字典里面查都查不到的俏皮话啊，或者是每个单词都认识你但是你就不认识他的词。那在公众号里还有我们每一期的文稿，节目里面有听不懂的地方就可以看文稿了。那怎么找到我们的微信公众号呢？在微信里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炸头就是我们了。那今天在我们的微信公众号里回复3008给你看今天的文稿，
就现在跟他的小情人，哎呀，发微信，哎呀
，Hang on a sec，
哎，你还没解释呢，你那 GG 是什么意思啊
？GG， 嗯 ，GG means good game，
good game，
good game，
做得好。
No,
oh my god,
GG means good game. It means like at the end of the game when you play someone. It's like used when you game online. So at the end of the game when you play someone, at the end of the game you say GG. It's like thank you for the game.
Oh.但是有时候用感觉就是他口气是 Oh my god， 我的天哪
Yes, Oh my god And also you suck as well、
oh.
Like GG noob
大侠大侠你的壁纸怎么拿我
的快忙死了，太过乱搞了，
壁纸上
Alright Hi everyone，
大家好，
I am yellow background, Jerry.
I'm Afro, 是吧
Yeah, Afro,
Alex. Afro 就是爆炸头 ,A-F-R-O.
Yes.
Yeah. 我们在悉尼为大家广播，欢迎大家收听五分钟英语。
We are broadcasting from Sydney and welcome to Yellow Background 5 Minutes English Show.
我们今天还是讲亨利八世的、英国宗教改革，是吧
?Yes.
哎，听上去很无聊，但是蛮有意思的。
Well, it didn't happen.
没有，他的宗教改革其实就是我娶一个老婆杀掉，娶一个老婆杀掉，娶一个老婆杀掉，娶一个老婆杀掉。
I'm pretty sure that's not what his reformation was about. But anyway,
没有都杀了，就差不多就是娶一个老婆杀掉，第二个老婆是第一个老婆是被第二个老婆毒死的，第二个老婆是被他自己杀掉的，第三个老婆是取消了婚姻，因为第四个老婆是取消了婚约，第五个老婆是被他杀掉的，第六个老婆等他死了之后嫁了个人，然后又生孩子死掉了。
Obviously, the English Reformation didn't happen overnight.
Mm.
He actually spent quite a lot of time, I think.
50 years.
50 years? I don't think so. He spent a lot of time trying to get all the power back into the royal family.
Mm.
So, first of all, after he broke off with the Pope, he knew that obviously the Catholics won't be very happy.
Mm.
So, he decided to convict the whole English clergy with a
Praemunire.
He tried to convict the whole English clergy with Praemunire.
再读一遍吧，我觉得你读得不顺的。
Praemunire.
这个什么意思啊 ?Praemunire.
Okay.
Praemunire. 这什么意思啊、嗯、
Basically, it means disobeying your country's king.
就不遵守不遵圣旨抗旨不遵。
Yeah, but it also, yeah, well, that's half of it, right?、
嗯、
the other half is...You use a foreign authority to, like, instead of listening to the king of your own country, you listen to the king of another country. That's Praemunire.
就是叛国了。
Not really, because you know how the Pope is in power, right? So before we used to always listen to the Pope, right?
Yeah.
But the Pope is from Rome, not from England.
Yeah.
So Praemunire is like.You're listening to the Pope and not listening to me.
Oh.
So he's saying, you have to listen to me. If you listen to the Pope, that's Praemunire because you're not obeying me.
Oh.
Yes.
你不听我的你就是反叛了。
Yes.
你就叛国。
Yes.
就像那个安妮柏林一样最后被。
Yeah. Well, everyone was. Basically, he just said, okay, listen, you priests.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I am the king now.
Yeah.
I am the head of the Church of England.
I am the king of. Ooh.
Okay. If you don't listen to me,
yeah.
then I'll cut your head off, basically.
Yeah. 就是你不听我的，我就把你脑袋砍下来。
Yes.
把你的头砍下来。
Yes.
上面那个头还是下面那个头。That's why I'm the king of ooh. Clergy 吧。
Clergy.
Follow me, clergy.
Clergy.
Yeah, C-L-E-R-G-Y, 就是宗教里面的人就叫 clergy.
Yes.
亨利是不是说 如果你丫不同意老子跟凯瑟琳离婚，就要判整个英国宗教的人，整个英国天主教的 clergy 是吧？
Yeah,
要判他们叫 prelim， 我又不会读了。
Let me listen to it again。
你也不会了。
Preliminary。
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 啊，他就要判整个英国宗教的 clergy 为 preliminary。
Yeah, so he said, you know, if you disagree with my annulment, then you're disobeying the law. You're disobeying the head of the English. You're disobeying.
就是说你还违法了。
Yes,
you're disobeying. 老子要砍了你的。
Yeah, basically. And also, he basically got £100,000 from them as well.
哦，他已经收到这个十万块钱了，是吧？十万块英镑了。
Yes, because he said, okay, you give me £100,000 and I will say, okay, fine.
Yeah, 拿钱买命。
Yes, kind of, yeah, pretty much.
他其实就为了收，不是说就为了吧，又为了离婚，然后一举两得嘛，又可以把这钱收到自己口袋里了。
Yes.
多好。
Yes. And like, that wasn't it though. He also ordered the dissolution of all the monasteries in England.
Dissolution, D-I-S-S-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, 你的脚真他妈长啊。Dissolution 就解除、分解、解散嘛。你这个明显是 copy paste 的过来的，对吧
？Of course，
就是等于把钱拿到手了，我就把命给你。
That's the previous one.
Yeah.
This one is
dissolution、
like...
就是把钱拿到手了以后，再把他们全部给解除掉，就等于说你 Church of England 的人。
No. He, the reason why he wants to dissolute all the monastery is to take their money. Not to take them.
先拿钱，再把他们的职位解除，再把他们的权利解除掉。
No, he's gonna get rid of the monastery to sell the land to make money.
哦，再把土地卖掉。
Yes. So basically, at that time, he was fighting with Spain and France, right? He needed money. So he's like, okay, since the Catholic is not listening to me, then I might as well get rid of them. And I'll do that and take their land at the same time so I can sell it and make money.
哦、就等于说我第一步是先收钱，是吧？
Yes.
是这吧？
Yes, no.
先收了十万块英镑。
Yes.
然后说我免你的罪。
Yes.
然后再把整个天主教教堂全部收过来。
Yes.
再把土地卖掉。
Yes.
我倒两手啊，这是可以的。
Yes.
这叫什么？你知道，放现代社会，这叫商业模式啊。
OK. yeah, pretty much.
就互联网思维的商业模式。
Yes. Pretty much. Yeah, so he sent one of his advisors called Cromwell to visit the monasteries, right? But in fact, when he was visiting, he was trying to figure out how much the monastery is worth and how much money it can make or how much the land is worth. So
所以需要人口统计学嘛。
No, he didn't. He just went there to see how big the land is and how much money they make.
哦，我记得那个时候为什么我听过一个说法，就是为什么欧洲，不知道是英国还是法国还是德国，我忘了。就为什么人家看到他为什么就是庄园或者是房子很大，但窗户很小？因为他们收税是按照窗户来的。
Oh, I think I've heard of this before. Yeah, it's really weird.
对啊，是窗户很小还是窗户很少？反正窗户很少。
Yeah,
他收税是按照数窗户多少来的。
So if I have a huge house with no windows,
that's no pay.
So you know what he did, right?
He sent
his people to the monastery to check out how much money it could make.
Yeah.
And then he's like, "All right, I'm closing everything down."
我有一个问题，他把天主教在英国的天主教改成了英国的国教，对吧？那他又把这帮天主教的人在英国的这帮天主教的人赶走了，也不是说赶走吧。
Yeah.
钱也收了，地也卖了，那人待哪儿啊？
Yeah, well, you see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's what caused a lot of revolts and stuff. But I'm not sure what happened in the end. I have to double check. But I think he left. I think they all like became just, I think they all started practicing in like their houses and stuff, like their own homes or something. So they couldn't practice in the church anymore because it's not there. So they had to do it in their own house and stuff. So
那国教不就没了吗？
No, the Church of England was still there, but he dissolved. So it's not the church, okay? He dissolved the monastery. Monastery is where the monks live, so you can still worship. But it's just that monks have nowhere to live now.
寺院跟 church 不是一样的吗？
No, they're different. He got rid of the monasteries, not the churches.
What's the difference to monastery and church?
Okay, so church is where everybody can go.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, the public?
Yeah.
Like the normal people, right?
Yeah.
They might be religious.
Yeah.
But they have another job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They go to the church to pray, to do
yeah.
their religious. A monastery is where people who have devoted their lives to Christianity live.
Oh.
It's like where monks live.
Oh.
Monks don't live in churches.
Oh, 我懂了。这个跟我们，因为我有一点就是拿中国的这个寺院去跟 church 来比。
Yeah, it's not. It's, yeah.
因为中国的寺院。
Yeah, they're both. They're both.
Yeah,
right, yeah,
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 right.
yeah, yeah. 但是中国的寺院也分内院外院。外院是给就是信众来的，内院就和尚住的。
Yes, but monastery is just for yeah.
内院
is just the thing. Yeah.
Monastery.
And of course, monks do their stuff there too. But the public don't go to monasteries; they go to churches.
嗯，我懂了。
Yes, that's right.
Church 就是教堂，我们说的教堂。
Yes.
Monastery 其实就是和尚，不是和尚，那个修道士住的地方。
Yes, so it's called
牧师啊，修道士对。
It's called a 寺院。
No, 我觉得不应该叫寺院。
Oh, okay,
就是他们住的地方。
Okay,
因为我觉得没有一个对应寺院是中文里面寺院是公开的。
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
寺院就是庙。
那庙呢？
庙就是寺院，庙小一点，寺院大一点。
Okay.
还有个观，观是道教的叫观，还有庵是尼姑的寺庙叫庵。
道教是什么东西啊？
道教就是八卦。
Okay, okay. Oh, learn something new every day.
道教，老外应该知道的呀，道嘛，老子。
The Tao.
Yeah, the Tao.
The Tao.
Yeah.
频道。
Yeah, 你是频道。你不单频道，你是频。
Shut up. The dissolution of the monasteries actually affected a lot of people. So, you know, monks all of a sudden had nowhere to live. And, yeah, so it was pretty bad. Yes.
那为什么要把这个所有的这个他们住的地方都要解除掉，都要拆掉呢？
Because he was out of money, he wanted to sell the land.
啊，主要是 money.
Yes, that's right.
因为那个时候，而且要跟西班牙要跟法国打仗嘛。
Yes.
对吧
？I mean Elizabeth,
the first.
She lived through the last period of the Spanish and England War. Yeah, they won the Treaty of London in 1604.
Yeah,
1 year after she died.
嗯。
But, yeah, he was fighting very extravagant wars with France and Scotland at the time. So he needed a lot of money. Where do you get money? Well, you can't actually take it from the people because, you know, you'll cause a rebellion, right? So you take it from the people who have no power anymore, and that's the monasteries. So to Henry, it was like the perfect strategy, all planned from the beginning.
他等于说干这么一手，得了很多好处。
Of course.
把婚也离了。
Yes.
讨了个自己喜欢的妞
yes
然后又把权力收到自己手上了、
exactly.
又把钱收到自己手上了
basically he did everything
yeah 然后又把国力给增强了对吧、
yes.
这样他才能让他女儿伊丽莎白一世真正的达到黄金时代嘛 the golden age 嘛
yes
对吧没有这个基础达不到的
well in between Elizabeth first came Edward and Mary but we think we'll talk about this another time But anyway, you should talk about what extravagant means.
Oh, 对 extravagant. E-X-T-R-A-V-A-G-A-N-T. 就是奢侈。
Yes, extravagant wars. You can say someone has an extravagant lifestyle.
就是奢侈的生活。
Yes.
Extravagant wars, 就是很昂贵的战争,需要大量的资金投入的战争,你他妈又踩了我脚。
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
奢侈品啊 extravagant,
extravagant products, items, yeah.
Okay. 哎，我觉得啊，如果当时教皇如果同意他结婚的话，是不是就不会有这个改革了？
Well, that's hard to say, right? To be honest, I think the revolution would have came sooner or later.
就怎么都会来的。
Yeah, it will come. It will come. But like one day, England will definitely break away from Rome because, you know,
本身一个天时地利的一个条件。
Yeah.
他又不在欧洲大陆，你他妈要打过来，你还得坐船。
Yeah.
对吧
？So.
嗯。
But at that time, the Pope.Just couldn't let Henry do what he wanted because he was really, the Pope was really scared of King Charles, and of course, Catherine being the, you know, being from the royal family of Spain, it probably wasn't a good idea to piss both of them off either. So, unfortunately.
其实那个时候教皇已经没什么权利了。不是说没什么权利，就是权力其实不是像之前那么大了。
Yes.
他也要平衡欧洲各个国家之间的，对吧？外交啊什么的。
That's right.
其实关键是他怕西班牙，因为他老婆是、那个亨利八世第一个老婆是西班牙人。
Yes. Catherine was Spanish.
对啊，而且其实我后来看那个阿拉贡的凯瑟琳其实人还是不错的。
Yeah, she was a very, very good queen.
对啊。
Unlike Anne, Anne was not very popular because she was very strong.
对，太强势了。
Yeah, she was too strong.
所以后来被砍掉了吧。
Well, she, like, because Henry was really strong as well.
好了，今天我们就讲到这里啊，我们明天见。
Alright, that's enough for today. We'll see you tomorrow.
不要忘了在我们的微信公众号里回复3008就可以看到今天的文稿啦。如果大家喜欢我们的话，可以在苹果 Podcast 和荔枝 FM 里搜索每日五分钟英语，那个黄色背景的爆炒头就是我们了。喜欢我们的话，可以订阅我们的节目，或者给我们评论5星以资鼓励，也可以在微博或者微信给我留言，我每条都会回复的。也欢迎大家转发我们的节目，让更多的朋友参与到我们的节目中来。大家如果喜欢我们的节目的话，可以加我微信号，不是微信公众账号，是我私人微信号 alex_zq_yu， 但只有每天晚上7点到8点才能搜索到哦。大家也可以在节目下方看到我的微信号，复制粘贴就可以了。但是在微信里抢得到抢不到红包，那就得看缘分了，哈哈哈哈。